Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Feminization Boudoir from Candy Apple Press. I am your host, Kylie Gable, and this week we have a story from Mistress DJ that is based on a custom order that I had, and that custom order was for an audio that was about 5,100 words long, so it came to about 30 minutes, and honestly, I really can't cut up a 30-minute audio very well, so you get the whole story. And the premium podcast also got a separate story from Mistress DJ, and I'm gonna have both of them available in clips for sale tomorrow, but by tomorrow I mean Tuesday. As of Monday night though, I'm gonna get the podcast done and then I think I'm off to bed. So this is, without further ado, Mistress DJ reading a custom story of mine entitled New Stepmom. And one thing I will say about it, I don't really do a whole lot of taboo. And in this case, it's kind of a stepmom deal. Like, if you ever saw the movie Tommy Boy, where the guy has just met his stepmom and, like, you know, she didn't raise him or anything. So it doesn't quite have that taboo to it. But I think there's some really good female domination and feminization in here.
The New Stepmom, written by Kylie Gable and published by Candy Apple Press. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. The scent of expensive perfume wafted through the house, an ever-present reminder that Justin was no longer living alone. The chandelier glittered above him as he stared at his stepmother Audrey, who stood in the doorway of the lavish kitchen, her voluptuous figure framed by the expensive silk robe she wore. "Justin, I want you to do the dishes," Audrey said, her voice firm and commanding. "I've noticed you haven't been pulling your weight around here." Justin swallowed hard, feeling a sudden wave of submission wash over him. He'd only been living with Audrey for a few days, but the way she bossed him around felt both uncomfortable and strangely familiar. It reminded him of the way his father used to be, the man he'd known all his life, before he passed away last year. "Sure, Audrey," Justin mumbled, unable to meet her piercing gaze. "Good," she replied, her voice softening slightly. "And call me Mom, like we talked about. We are family now, after all." "Right, Mom," Justin acquiesced, feeling a mix of resentment and longing well up within him. His father had married Audrey only 2 years ago, and with Justin already away at college, he'd never gotten a chance to know her well. But now, here they were, living together in this home that he'd once shared with his father. As Justin scrubbed the plates and silverware, he couldn't help but feel out of place. The house, once filled with the comforting aroma of his father's cooking, now smelled of Audrey's perfume. The furniture, once worn and familiar, had been replaced with sleek, modern pieces that seemed more suited to a showroom than a home. "Once you're done with the dishes, I want you to clean your room," Audrey instructed, her voice regaining its authoritative edge. "It's a mess, and I won't have this house looking like a pigsty." "Okay, Mom," Justin agreed, bowing his head in submission once more. It felt odd being bossed around by Audrey, but he couldn't deny that there was something comforting about having someone take charge again. Someone who seemed to genuinely care for him. As the days went on, Justin found himself becoming more and more submissive to Audrey, as if her presence filled the void left by his father. And though it felt strange and even a little unsettling, he couldn't help but feel grateful for the stability she provided. But deep down, Justin knew that his newfound dynamic between them couldn't last forever. At some point, he'd need to find his own way, to forge his own path without relying on Audrey or anyone else to guide him. It was after 6 now, and most of the day's classes had emptied out, leaving a bit of a hush over the college campus. Justin nervously fidgeted with his shirt collar, anticipation bubbling in his chest as he waited outside Kara's dormitory. He couldn't believe he had scored a date with her, the girl of his dreams, and they were going to an epic party together. "Hey there." Kara's sultry voice pulled him from his thoughts as she emerged from the building, her confident stride leaving no doubt that she owned every step. Dressed in the tight red dress that accentuated her curves, she was a vision of beauty. Justin's cheeks flushed, his heart pounding in his chest as he stammered out a greeting. Hi, you look amazing, he managed, his eyes darting up to meet hers for a moment before flicking away again. Thanks, handsome, Kara replied with a teasing smile, taking his arm and leading him towards their destination. I'm really looking forward to tonight. Me too, Justin admitted, trying to sound more confident than he felt. His mind raced with thoughts about how Audrey would react to Kara. Would she approve or disapprove of his choice in a date? Really wasn't her business, though, was it? He'd been out with plenty of girls before she ever entered the picture. The answer came sooner than he expected when they arrived at his house to pick up some supplies for the party. Audrey was lounging in the living room, her hourglass figure draped over the couch in a way that seemed both casual and alluring. Her eyes narrowed as they took in Kara. Justin could practically feel the tension crackling in the air. Justin, aren't you going to introduce me? Audrey asked, her voice icy, as she rose from her seat and crossed the room. Kara met her gaze head-on, unflinching. Yeah, this is Kara. My date for the party tonight, Justin managed, feeling like a small child caught between two powerful forces. Kara, this is Audrey, my stepmom. Nice to meet you, Kara said smoothly, extending a hand. Audrey took it with a tight-lipped smile. Likewise, she replied, her gaze never leaving Kara's face. So, you're taking my stepson to a party, hmm? Yep, Kara confirmed, a challenging glint in her eye. I've heard he's a lot of fun. Really? Audrey raised an eyebrow, her tone dripping with skepticism. Well, I hope you two have a good time. But remember, Justin, you have responsibilities here at home. Don't stay out too late. Of course, Justin mumbled. His cheeks were burning with embarrassment, and Audrey and Kara continued to size each other up. He felt like a chess piece being moved across the board, powerless to intervene as the two women dominated the conversation. It was clear that Audrey disapproved of Kara, but he couldn't quite pinpoint why. Was it because she was too attractive? Too assertive? All right, let's get going, Kara said finally, breaking the stalemate and pulling Justin towards the door. We don't want to miss all the fun. Have a great night, Audrey called after them, her voice still cold as ice. And remember what I said, Justin. As they left the house, Justin couldn't help but feel a weight pressing down on him, the tension between Audrey and Kara lingering like a dark cloud. He'd hoped for a carefree night of fun, but the storm brewing between these two most important women in his life threatened to derail everything. A few days later, Justin stood in front of the bathroom mirror, nervously adjusting his collar. He could feel Audrey's disapproval hanging in the air like a thick fog, but he was determined to go to another party with Kara tonight. She was everything he wanted in a woman, and what's more, she seemed to like him too. As he tried to tame a rebellious lock of hair, he caught sight of Audrey standing in the doorway, her arms crossed over her chest. Justin, she said, her voice firm and unwavering, I need to talk to you about this party. He sighed, meeting her gaze in the reflection. Audrey, we already talked about this. I'm going with Kara, and that's final. Is it really? She challenged, narrowing her eyes. You're only 21, Justin. You don't know what's best for you. Actually, I am 21, he shot back, mustering as much confidence as he could, which means I can make my own decisions. Look, Audrey, I respect your opinion, but you don't get to control every aspect of my life. You're not really my mom, and you didn't raise me. You're more like a roommate than anything. She stared at him for a long moment, clearly struggling to rein in her frustration. Finally, she shook her head and turned away. Fine, she conceded, but if things go wrong, don't expect me to come to your rescue. Thanks for the vote of confidence, he muttered under his breath, returning his attention to the mirror. The conversation had left him feeling shaken, but he refused to let Audrey's doubts ruin his night. Later that evening, Justin was putting on his jacket when Audrey reappeared in the living room. Her expression was unyielding, and there was steely determination in her eyes that made him uneasy. "Before you go," she ordered, "come to my bedroom." "Why?" he stammered, taken aback by the sudden command. "Because I said so," she replied, her tone leaving no room for argument. "Now." Despite his earlier defiance, Justin found himself following Audrey to her bedroom, a sense of dread filling him with each step. He couldn't help but wonder what she had planned, and whether he'd be able to leave for the party at all. The moment Justin stepped into Audrey's bedroom, he was struck by the heavy scent of rose petals and lavender. A warm bubble bath filled the tub in the ensuite bathroom, tendrils of steam rising from the water and fogging up the mirror above the sink. What's this?" he stuttered, swallowing nervously. "Your new pre-party ritual," Audrey replied, her voice soft but authoritative. "Now strip and get in the tub." "Are you insane?" Justin snapped, his face burning with embarrassment. "I'm not getting undressed in front of you." Audrey sighed as if dealing with a petulant child. "Fine, I'll help you." Before he could protest, she moved towards him and began unbuttoning his shirt. He tried to bat her hands away, but she held onto his wrist with surprising strength. "Stop it!" he cried out, but she ignored him, continuing her task until his shirt fell to the floor. Once she removed his belt, she tugged at his pants, which pooled around his ankles. His cheeks burned with humiliation, but Audrey just rolled her eyes. "Get in the bathtub, Justin," she ordered, pointing at the mass of bubbles that seemed to offer some semblance of refuge. "This is insane. What's your problem?" he mumbled, but he still stepped awkwardly into the tub as she had directed. The water enveloped him like a warm embrace, and he sunk lower, allowing the bubbles to hide his nakedness. Audrey grabbed a can of shaving cream and a razor from the counter. "Time to make you smooth," she announced, and Justin's heart braced. What on earth was she going to do? "Please don't," he begged, but Audrey only smirked, shaking the can before squirting a dollop of the cream onto her hand. "Stay still," she commanded. Her touch was gentle as she spread the cream all over his chest, the sensation both soothing and unsettling. The razor glided across his skin, removing any trace of hair, as Audrey hummed a tune under her breath. "Stop it," Justin whispered, but his voice was weak, his will faltering in the face of her unyielding determination. "Come on, Justin, if you're such a man, you should stop me," she taunted, her laugh sharp and mocking. But he didn't move. He didn't challenge her actions, he only stared at the ceiling, trying to block out the strange mix of embarrassment and vulnerability that coursed through him. "Good boy," Audrey cooed as he finished shaving him, leaving his body completely smooth. "Now you're ready for the party." The words felt like a slap, a reminder of his submission to her whims. Yet as much as he wanted to defy her, to reclaim his dignity, all he could do was sit there, surrounded by bubbles and the lingering scent of the lavender bubble bath, feeling more exposed than ever before. "All right, bath time's over, sweetheart," Audrey announced with a sly grin, eyeing Justin as he reluctantly emerged from the tub, dripping wet and shivering. "Now, I have something special for you to wear tonight." Audrey held up a matching pink bra and panty set, along with a pair of white lace stockings. Justin's face paled at the sight, his hands shaking as he took the lingerie from her. "Get dressed," she ordered before leaving him alone in the bathroom, "and don't keep me waiting." As soon as Audrey left, Justin stared at the items in his hand, his mind racing with panic. Was this some twisted joke? A punishment for defying her? He couldn't fathom why Audrey wanted him to wear these, but he also couldn't deny the tightness in his chest, the fear that gripped him if he dared to disobey. "Okay, Justin, you can do this," he whispered to himself, trying to steady his trembling hands as he slid the stockings up his legs. They felt strange against his newly shaved skin, foreign and delicate, a constant reminder of his vulnerability. He had no intention of leaving the house like this, but he couldn't exactly confront Audrey naked. Next came the panties, which he struggled to put on, unsure of how they were supposed to fit. The bra proved even more challenging, the clasps slipping through his fingers as he fought to secure them. He couldn't help to feel ridiculous, standing there in women's lingerie, wondering what Kara would think if she saw him like this. Kara, he muttered, a renewed determination surging through him. He had to get through this, whatever Audrey had planned, so he could be with the girl he was falling for. With a deep breath, he managed to fasten the bra, adjusting the straps with clumsy fingers. Taking one last look in the mirror, Justin steeled himself and stepped into Audrey's bedroom. Her eyes raked over him, a low whistle escaping her lips as she took in his appearance. He felt the heat rise to his cheeks, embarrassment washing over him like a tidal wave. "Wow, Justin, you look adorable," Audrey cooed, smirking at his obvious discomfort. "Now, let's complete your transformation, shall we?" "Wait, Audrey, we have to talk," he protested. "Sit down. We'll talk as we finish up," she replied. She motioned for him to come closer, and he obeyed, feeling like a puppet on a string. Audrey held up a pair of pink stiletto heels, which Justin hesitantly stepped into, trying to keep his balance as she secured them to his feet. When she wrapped a pink waist cincher around his waist, he couldn't help but gasp at how it squeezed him, making it difficult to breathe. "Perfect," Audrey said, admiring her handiwork. As she looked down at him, her eyes seemed to bore into his very soul, stripping away any remnants of dignity or pride he once had. "You're going to be the prettiest girl at the party." "Please don't make me do this," Justin pleaded, desperation tingling in his voice. But Audrey only smiled, her grip tightening on his arm as if to remind him that resistance was futile. "Too late now, sweetheart," she murmured, her words a chilling promise of what was to come. And as Justin sat there dressed in lingerie and high heels, he couldn't help but wonder if he'd ever be able to escape Audrey's control. He couldn't help feeling exposed and vulnerable in his lingerie and cincher. He stared at his own reflection, hardly recognizing the person staring back at him. "Please don't do this," he whispered. But Audrey merely tutted and began applying makeup to his face with expert precision. She lined his eyes with black eyeliner, making them appear larger and more feminine, then applied several coats of mascara to give him thick, luscious lashes. "Such pretty eyes you have, my dear," she cooed, smirking at Justin's discomfort. He couldn't help but squirm under her touch, his breathing becoming more labored as she continued transforming into a character of femininity. "Stop squirming, or I'll mess up your lipstick," Audrey warned, holding out a tube of bright pink lipstick that made Justin's stomach churn. He held his breath as she applied it carefully, tracing the contours of his lips until they appeared full and pouty. "Almost done," she murmured, reaching for a wig that looked eerily similar to Kara's hair. With practiced ease, Audrey styled the wig on Justin's head, adjusting it until it framed his face perfectly. "Take a look, sweetie," she said with a cruel smile, turning the mirror so Justin could see himself. The shock was immediate. He looked like a slightly plainer version of Kara, his crush. It was a twisted, perverse mockery of the girl he'd been longing for. What did you do to me?" he stammered, tears welling up in his eyes. "Consider it a lesson in humility," Audrey replied, her tone cold and unforgiving. "Now let's get you dressed for the party." She retrieved a pink bodycon mini dress from her closet, holding it up for Justin to see. His heart sank. He knew there was no way out of this now. He allowed her to zip him into the dress, feeling like a lamb being led to the slaughter. "Almost perfect," she mused, circling him like a predator examining its prey. She picked up a pink rhinestone collar that read "Sissy" in sparkling letters and fastened it around his neck before clipping on a leash. "Please, Audrey, I'm begging you," Justin's voice cracked, but she merely smiled, savoring his utter devastation. "Get used to your new role, Justina. Tonight, you'll learn just how far I'm willing to go to teach you a lesson." And with that ominous statement hanging heavy in the air, she led him out of the room, her heels clicking on the floor like the ticking of a clock, counting down to his doom.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Feminization Boudoir podcast from Candy Apple Press. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Victoria Vaughn. Kylie got an email from Spotify last month warning him about adult content on the podcast. For now, there is no problem, but we do have to be careful about what we put on the free podcast so that we can stay on the air. Scenes that might have been allowed before have become a bit dangerous for us. It's one of the reasons that the premium podcast is so important. Because you have to subscribe to listen, we don't have to worry about content limits, so we can include much more titillating scenes. Premium subscribers get the entire audio and not just a clip. That includes all the good parts. And the shows don't just disappear when we're done with them. There's something like 30 hours of content in the archives accessible when you subscribe. It's $15 a month, and we know that's not in everybody's budget. But if you're interested, check out the premium Feminization Boudoir on Spotify, or check out the link in this show's description.
The booming bass of speakers pulsed through Justin's chest, each beat a reminder that he was on display, vulnerable and practically naked. The pink Bonnie Cotton mini dress hugged his every curve. Secured tightly around his waist and the waist cincher Audrey had forced him into. His heart pounded in his ears as they approached the entrance to Kara's sorority house, brightly lit with partygoers spilling out onto the lawn. "Please, Audrey," Justin whispered, desperation lacing his voice. "I'll do anything you want. Just please don't make me go in there like this." "Too late for begging now, Justina," she replied coolly, tugging on the leash attached to his pink rhinestone collar. He stumbled forward, heels sinking into the grass as they crossed the threshold into the pulsing, raucous party. Laughter and conversation buzzed around him, the scent of cheap beer and perfume clinging in the air. Justin could feel the eyes of his classmates on him, unsure whether to be amused or horrified at his appearance. He wanted to shrink away, to disappear into the shadows, but Audrey held him firmly by the leash, forcing him to stand tall and face the scrutiny. One of the guys whistled as Justina and Audrey waded through the sea of people. Justin couldn't tell which one of them the guy had whistled at, but his cheeks burned with humiliation. Audrey merely smirked, clearly pleased with the attention her handiwork was garnering. As they continued through the throng of people, Justin noticed Audrey was holding her own amongst the younger crowd. Her confidence seemed to radiate from her, drawing the gazes of men who couldn't help but admire her beauty. At 32, she had no trouble turning heads and keeping their interest. "Can I get you a drinky?" a muscular guy asked, clearly hoping to win her favor. "Sure, why not?" she replied, her eyes scanning the room as she plotted her next move. "Justina, you stay put." "Wait, Audrey," Justin tried to protest, but she silenced him with a glare. "Stay," she ordered, leaving him standing there, exposed and alone while she disappeared into the crowd to fetch her drink. Justin's mind raced, frantic thoughts swirling around like leaves caught in a storm. How had he ended up in this situation? And how on earth was he going to escape it? Should he just take off now? Surely he could be out of the door before Audrey realized he was leaving. As he stood there contemplating his next move, surrounded by the noise and chaos of the party, he could only hope that some miracle might save him from this living nightmare. His cheeks burned with the embarrassment at the amused and confused glances that came his way from partygoers that couldn't quite make sense of his appearance. The pink dress clung to him like a second skin, making him all too aware of his vulnerability. "Kara, why are you on a leash?" "Oh, never mind," a sorority girl said, her eyes widening in surprise as she took in Justin's outfit. "I thought you were somebody else." "Yeah," Justin mumbled, mortified by their mistaken identity. "There you are," said Audrey, returning with two drinks and handing one to Justin. "Hey there," a deep voice drawled, catching both Justin and Audrey. A well-built fraternity guard approached Audrey, his gaze lingering on her curves appreciatively. "Care to dance?" "Only if you could find someone to dirty dance with my little Justina here," Audrey replied, smirking as she gestured towards Justin. He felt his face heat up even more, if that was possible. "Of course," the frat guy said unfazed. He snapped his fingers, summoning a younger-looking pledge who'd been hovering nearby. "You, dance with Justina." The pledge's eyes lit up with excitement. "Are you serious?" he eagerly asked, looking between the frat guy and Justin. Audrey's stern expression turned into a sly smile, which only fueled the pledge's eagerness to comply. The pledge eagerly took Justina's hand, and the cross-dressed college student had no choice but to follow, even as he tried to figure out what to do with the leash. "Thanks," Audrey told the frat guy, looping her arm through his as they made their way to the makeshift dance floor. She shot a triumphant look back at Justin, leaving him feeling even more humiliated. As the music pulsed around them, Justin tried to focus on anything other than the awkwardness of the dirty dancing with the fraternity pledge. He couldn't believe Audrey had put him in this situation, and he desperately searched his brain for a way out. "I can't believe I let her do this to me," Justin thought, feeling shame well up inside of him. "I have to find a way to get out of here and salvage some dignity. But how?" Every second that ticked by felt like an eternity, as Justin attempted to keep up with the pledge's dance moves, all the while plotting his escape from the nightmare Audrey had created. The bass thumped through Audrey's body as she swayed to the music, her eyes locked on Justin and the fraternity pledge. She couldn't help but smile as she watched her stepson try to keep up with the pledge's provocative moves. Despite his embarrassment, there was no denying he made quite a spectacle in his pink outfit and stiletto heels. "Your Justina seems to be enjoying herself," the frat guy commented, grinning as he watched the pair on the dance floor. Audrey forced her smile wider, playing along. "Oh, absolutely. This is just what she needed tonight." Justin's reddened face betrayed his humiliation, and Audrey couldn't help but tingle with excitement as she watched. This was for his own good, she reminded herself. He had to learn that he couldn't always get what he wanted, especially when it came to powerful women like herself and this Kara he was so attracted to. "Since your pledge there is being such a good sport about dancing with Justina, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to show her gratitude," Audrey said, raising an eyebrow suggestively at the frat guy. "Really?" His eyes lit up with excitement, and he turned towards the pledge, calling out over the music, "Hey, Justina there says she wants to thank you for the dance." The pledge's eyes widened in delight, and he glanced at Justin, who looked like a deer caught in the headlights. Panic washed over Justin's face, and he quickly shook his head, trying to protest. "Are you serious?" Justin shouted, his voice barely audible over the pulsing beat of the music. He couldn't believe Audrey would suggest something so humiliating. What had he done to deserve this? "Absolutely," Audrey replied, her eyes daring him to challenge her. "You're having so much fun, why not take it a step further?" As Justin tried to come up with a response, his mind raced with potential escape routes. He knew he couldn't go through with this, but how could he get out of the situation without causing even more embarrassment? If only he'd never agreed to go along with Audrey's plan in the first place. Audrey swayed to the beat of the music, her hips moving in sync with the frat guys. He was a good dancer, but her focus kept drifting back to Justin. She couldn't help but feel a wicked sense of satisfaction at the sight of him, so utterly humiliated. "Hey, I didn't catch your name," the frat guy shouted over the music as they danced. "Call me Audrey," she replied with a coy smile. "You?" "Chad. Nice to meet you, Chad," she tilted her head, feigning interest. "So what are you studying?" "Business management." "And yourself?" He leaned in closer, his eyes lingering on her cleavage. Well, I'm not in school. I'm just here enjoying the party," she said with a shrug. "My stepson is a student here, though." She glanced back towards Justin, who had disappeared from the line of sight. "Really? Which one is he?" "Hard to miss him. The one dressed like a girl. On a leash," she admitted, smirking. "Damn, that's wild," Chad laughed, shaking his head in disbelief. As they continued dancing and chatting about trivial things, Audrey allowed herself to get lost in the moment. The pulsating bass and the flashing lights were intoxicating, and just for a little while she forgot all about Justin and the twisted game she was playing. Suddenly, Audrey spotted Justin again, only this time, Kara, the very girl she'd been trying to keep away from him, held his leash. Her jaw tightened, feeling a tinge of annoyance. Despite everything, it seemed Kara still managed to find her way to Justin. "Hey, hold up," Audrey said, placing a hand on Chad's shoulder. "I need to go check on something." "Sure thing," he replied, clearly disappointed, but understanding. As she approached Karen Justin, her eyes zeroed in on the evidence of cum smeared around Justin's mouth. How did he go from sucking off her fraternity pledge to being led around on Kara's leash? Having fun, Justina? Audrey asked, her voice dripping with sarcasm as she tried to maintain control over emotions. How could you do that to me, Audrey? Justin snapped, his face flushed with embarrassment. Wow, you really went through with it, huh? Audrey couldn't help but feel a pang of guilt for putting him in this situation, but she quickly pushed that thought aside. He'd made his own choices tonight, after all. Thanks to you, he muttered bitterly, avoiding eye contact. Well, looks like you two found each other, Audrey said, directing her attention to Kara. I didn't think you'd be so eager to get involved. Can't resist a challenge, Kara replied smugly, tugging on Justin's leash. Besides, we're having a great time, aren't we, Justina? Justin just looked away, unable to answer. Audrey felt a surge of anger towards Kara for taking advantage of the situation, but she knew deep down that she was the one who had set the wheels in motion, and now she had to find a way to deal with the fallout. The sound of laughter and music pounded in Audrey's ears as she stood face to face with Kara. The smug grin on Kara's lips made Audrey's blood boil, but she tried to keep her composure. You know, Audrey, Kara said, twirling the leash painfully around her finger, if you wanted to keep me away from Justina, this wasn't the way to do it. In fact, she paused, giving Justin a wicked smile, I think I'll keep him like this. Is that so? Audrey snarled, her anger momentarily flaring before she took a quick breath and reined it back in. She glanced over at Justin, whose expression was a mixture of humiliation and defeat, but something else. Could it be desire? Fine, Audrey admitted through gritted teeth, looking back at Kara. We're alike, you and I. Maybe too much so. She sighed, rubbing her temples. I probably would have kept him that way, too, back when I was in school. Just promise me you won't distract him from his studies too much. Kara smirked, her eyes glinting with victory. I promise nothing. But I'll see what I can do. She winked at Audrey before turning her attention to Justin. Come on, Justina. Let's go enjoy the rest of the party. Wait, Audrey called out, surprising even herself. Kara raised an eyebrow, and Audrey felt herself reminiscing on earlier times and past feminizations. This could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Really? Kara asked, her voice dripping with sarcasm. Really, Audrey confirmed, trying to sound more confident than she felt. Just take care of him, okay? Kara's smile softened ever so slightly, and she nodded. I'll take care of our little Justina. I don't break my toys. You have my word. Thanks, Audrey whispered, watching as Justin and Kara walked away hand in hand, the leash still wrapped around Kara's wrist. Her heart ached with a strange mixture of relief, sadness, and a tinge of jealousy. But deep down, she knew that this was probably exactly what her stepson needed.
So that's it for tonight's podcast. As I said, I will have some audios coming up this week in Clips for Sale. I also want to start using I Want Clips and even Night Flirt a little bit more. One of my New Year's resolutions is to do a much better job of getting audios up for sale. I love when I make those sales. They make a big difference to me. They help keep the podcast going, all those good things. So please check us out at Clips for Sale, and thank you for your support. Anyway, we're moving right along. We have a bunch of completed audios, which makes my life easier. I'm not like scrambling to get them done in time. So I will be back next week. I hope you will be too. Take care.